Over 400 university graduates were employed as street cleaners in the city of Harbin in 2012. Now, 4 years later, most of them have remained in their positions and have become core members of the workforce for the sanitation system, which has attracted public attention again. So that's quite interesting how things have panned out in the matter of 4 years. First of all, guys, tell me more about the story. University graduates turned into street cleaners. Why is this raising eyebrows in China?
Well, it's a true story. People are surprised by it because in China, most people will not link university graduates with street cleaners, but it is true. And by the end of 2012, 448 graduates with bachelor's and master's degrees passed several examinations and got employed by the urban sanitation system in Harbin, northeast China's Heilongjiang province, with authorized quotas in public institutions. In Chinese, it's called 事业. They all have this kind of quotas. However, this had triggered great public controversy about whether it was worthy that people with such a high education background work as street cleaners. And many people also doubted whether they would really be sent to clean the street. The answer is obviously yes. And 4 years have passed, and 417 of them still stay on their positions and have got used to the street cleaner job. And the media reports suggest that they have changed their original mindsets a lot and became mature and stable. They now have become the backbone power of the urban sanitation system, and some of them were even appointed as team leaders or administrators due to excellent work performance.
And guys, these are not the only examples. There have been other cases.
There are more.
There are more. Mm-hmm. For example, 40 graduates with a junior college graduation certificates or above passed the exam to become street cleaners with staffing of government-affiliated institutions in Qingdao, East China's Shandong province. They just worked like other ordinary street cleaners, sweeping the street. And a woman with a university degree, another example, also gave up her job as a salesperson to become a street cleaner in Nanjing. So, you know, when I was reading this specifically, as soon as I got to this kind of point in our research, the first thing I thought is, you know, low stress. There's something to be spoken for that. People want an education, but that doesn't always mean they want that stressful job. And actually, I thought of like one time when I was in uni here at the Communication University of China, I was helping tutor kind of like a very high up lady in a very successful tech company. And I remember she was always so busy. And, you know, a lot of the times we just have conversations so she could practice her conversational English. And I remember one time the conversation, it was late, kind of like during a winter night. You know, sometimes late during the winter, you get kind of serious and the conversation turns serious. And she's like saying, you know, Ryan, I work a lot and I'm very successful, but you know, sometimes I feel like I've lost that time. That time, like when you're free or you have this just like nothing to do. And so you can like think about stuff, think about life, the meaning of it, that moment where you can get philosophical. And those things do give so much meaning to life. But when you're always go, 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 you never have a time to stop and appreciate the beauty of what's been given to you. Mm-hmm. And when she said that, I was like, wow, you know, success isn't always happiness.
Yes, I think that is interesting. A valuable lesson learned in such a young age.
Oh,
Mr.
Thank you.
Ryan
Rice. Thank you.
Yes, but I think when you say that, you know, it's a very successful person, I suppose, with you know, her job, maybe it is stressful, but it is a job that is sort of reputable. And I'm sorry to say, in China, often I think this news story reached the headlines because people don't always associate college graduates with street cleaners. Mm-hmm. And I totally respect their work and the dedication street cleaners devote to their occupation. But now people are asking the question, is it a total waste of your family's resource and what the government has invested in the educational system to churn out these graduates, and now they're doing a job that is not reputable as such, but more importantly, it maybe doesn't need so much education to do it in the first place. What do you think about that?
I understand the concern. Yeah, people say the country, the society, and the family have invested a lot of money and all the savings to cultivate a college student, as people say, and now they are doing a job which could be done by people with a much lower educational background. Well, actually, I am not upset about university graduates turning into street cleaners. Actually, in many countries, street cleaners are a decent job. For example, in South Korea, the yearly income of a sanitation worker equals to 180 yuan. That's quite decent. And also the treatment of sanitation workers in the US and the UK is not bad either. Well, my concern is what motivates those college students to be a street cleaner. Do they aspire to be a street cleaner at the very beginning, or do they aspire to something else? I guess it's about the manning quota in the public institutions. And most of them just want to get the quota. And Hukou in Harbin is the capital city of the province. And at first, they thought they would not be asked to sweep the street. But all of them are asked to do so. And maybe, although some of them don't like the job, they still stay in the industry and waste their talent and make sure they could stay in the city. So it's the 21st century now. Why is the manning quota still so attractive to young people? It's a question to worth think about. And why do so many people still have the mindset that dying so hard for the quota in the public system? And is it, does it mean resources are allocated equally or unequally between the public institutions and private sector?
You know, let's talk about these street cleaners, though, because people are just thinking it's kind of a basic job. No, it's not. Actually, these young university graduates get promoted really, really fast and are pointed to the, you know, the backbone, as you said, Yu-Yang, to these forces that do this stuff. So they're in these managerial positions in what they're doing. It's not the basic of the basic, okay? And let's take a look at Harbin Sanitation System purchased hundreds of high-tech cleaning vehicles in recent years, which increased the work efficiency and at the same time brought some difficulties to those elderly cleaners who had the low education background. But these younger cleaners, and especially those who had majored in automobile electronic techniques, can successfully fix and maintain these vehicles. Not just that, these young street cleaners that are from the university, they know their daily routines. They actually map out the locations of where the most, you know, cigarette butts fall or different kinds of dustbins happen, and they actually make the job as efficient as possible. They're super efficient. And now, you know, many of the cleaning vehicles they drive are, you know, better equipped with good air conditioning. It's actually not so bad to be driving one of those things during a hot summer day. And let's take a look at the fact that there's less competition. You know, the fact is, I'm sure it's easy to say, oh yeah, get that super great job. Where do I go? Is it so easy to get? You know, people expect you to become the CEO. Well, show me where to apply and show me how easy it is. It's not always so easy. And at the same time, you know, you mentioned reputable. To me, what you said, though, basically means living my life according to other people's standards. Some people don't deal with stress well. They flunk on tests, yet the standardized test judges almost how good of a person you are. We see this everywhere in the world, but some people shine in other stuff, or some people are street cleaners, like Good Will Hunting, where that guy's a mathematician, a super brain, and he's a janitor. But maybe if he had that super stressful job, he wouldn't solve that math problem and we'd never watch that really awesome movie.
Yeah, starring the very young Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Yes, he was better looking back then and also a very good actor. But Ryan, you make a really good case, and by what judging from what you just said, it sounds like you don't really have a differential attitude towards the street cleaner job versus the CEO. But that is not the case for a lot of people. Maybe
totally
that is changing right now, though, because when you look at what these 400 college graduates, as they started as street cleaners, but where they are at now, well, still in the same system, maybe holding the same job, if not being promoted to something a little bit higher. But maybe this kind of existing social phenomenon will start to get people's attitudes changed.
At the same time, yeah. And I just want to say, don't judge a book by its cover, just by looking at it. Because, you know, I had a friend, a very close friend back home in the U.S., and I remember he's got a boyfriend. And his boyfriend is very successful, but never went to college, actually. He started at a grocery store called Smith's as the bag boy, the basic job you can. And he moved up all the way to like one of the top people in the whole grocery chains. I think he's the regional manager, you know, and I think he'll tell you, this guy will tell you, I couldn't be as good as my job if I didn't do all the positions leading up to it. So I understand what people want and need at such a better level than the guy that was just hired out of college. But at the same time, anyone, a bag boy in a company that you're just looking at and he's like, oh, he's a bag boy, one day could be that guy driving that Ferrari around. And hey, who's to judge then? That's what I think. What about you?
Well, I think this kind of quota has been given out with a purpose. That is, it's a move to get the new blood. And the college students are trained at the grassroots level for years and get the experience Ryan has described, whether it's rosy or the real world experience. But they have to know what the real world is, and then maybe they have larger chance of getting promoted. Mm-hmm. It's move to get new blood. It's my speculation.
Oh, that's an interesting take on this issue. And there, we have one WeChat listener, Xing Xing. She's just sending in one valuable comment after another, and I'll sum it up for you. Xing Xing says, well, she's got many questions, and one of her assessments to the story is she's questioning, is it a good idea that these university students are taking up jobs from street cleaners who have not received higher education, and they need desperately to put a meal on their table. And the street cleaner job is probably the only job that they can find. What about these folks?
Well, check it out. I agree. That is a valid concern. But at the same time, keep in mind that, let's take that Harbin sanitation system. They're employing new vehicles, tech, gadgets. They need, actually, even now, we're looking at an age where a street cleaner needs to have special skills to do their job.
That is such a good point. And that is also what we see all over the world. The future of manufacturing and so many of these manual jobs is technology, and you need higher education to understand the technology, to learn the skills and be equipped with the new technology to drive the vehicle or to operate all those machines that He Yang will have a lot of difficulty in understanding them. So yes, a street cleaner job might no longer seem as simple or simple-minded as you think they are in the future. So everybody, after this discussion, I just feel I need to learn more so I won't be replaced by robots in the future. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Yu Young.